Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instead of ranking things for a game on Saturday or Sunday, we're looking back. We're pulling out the nostalgia card here and remembering the five greatest moments in Steelers divisional round history. I've made a list. Donnie's made a list. Malzie's made a list. I will throw out a moment, and then we'll all say where it ranked on our list. And then Malzie will throw out a moment, and we'll all say where it ended up on our list. So, and then maybe we can even do honorable mentions when we're done. All right. I'll start with what ended up at number five on mine. And this was ironic because this player is identified with the team he made the play against because he just got hired to be their head coach. 1997 AFC divisional round game. Steelers 7, Patriots 6. 2-minute drill, New England driving to set up an Adam Vinatieri field goal, was their kicker back then, to win it when Mike Vrabel comes off the edge, forces a Drew Bledsoe fumble. Steelers recover. They win the game, and they're on to coast the Denver Broncos the next week for all the AFC marbles. Divisional round moment number five for me. Where's that on Mulsey's list?
It's not on my list, actually. My list includes the only Steelers scoring play from that game, which was Cordell's big 40-yard scamper where he like did a tightrope that I, in real time, did not believe was actually something that stayed in bounds to score the only touchdown in that game.
Donnie, did Vrabel's play make your list?
How about this, Pony? I have the same game. I don't have Malzie's. I have yours.
Let's go.
I had to scramble, too, because you made it clear this was just an individual moment from each game, not...
I think I might have, when I told you some of the things we had planned for today, Donnie, maybe I passed it along poorly.
So shoot the Malzie messenger, not me.
Yeah.
All right, Malzie, what's number four on your list?
I'm going to actually go with Ryan Clark against Baltimore in the run to the 2010 Super Bowl. The forced fumble on Ray Rice. Steelers down 21-7 at that point in that game. They, of course, go on to win and mount a furious charge, 31-24. I very infamously in this station's history had to do a show with you the next morning for 4.5 hours. We were both violently hungover. Mm. I told you that I was going to go on the air and say that the Ravens lost the game. The Steelers didn't win it. That play was a terrific play by Clark, and that really sparked one of the greater Steelers comebacks we've ever seen.
Did not make my top five. Did it make yours, Donnie?
In the exact same spot, Malzie. Look at us go again.
All right,
brother.
I'm surprised you didn't have that, Pony.
I don't. You'll find out why. Number three on your list, Don.
There's a little condescension in his voice there towards me and you, Donnie. Oh, you'll find out why. I've got better plays.
Number three?
Yeah, he probably does. I went with the Santonio Holmes punt return against the Chargers in 2008. What started a pretty monumental individual player run by Mr. Holmes in that playoff run.
He almost got the MVP like the Conn Smythe does it, where it was for a whole playoff run and not just the Super Bowl.
Kessel still got robbed.
Yeah, I agree. I did not put that play on my top five list. Did you, Chris?
It was actually third on mine.
Wow.
It was. It was third on mine. I mean, there's. I hope everybody knows that there's a very obvious number one here, but we'll see.
Number two for me, Big Ben's tackle on Nick Harper.
I knew that was going to happen.
I mean.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. I don't think that's the most memorable play from that game.
Okay. Well, we can get to that maybe later, but sure. I think that's, in my opinion, that's the iconic play from that entire playoff run. Steelers, Colts, Steelers, Broncos, Super Bowl 40.
Is that the second greatest play of his career next to the pass to Holmes?
In terms of, like, importance and memorable moments, I would say yes. I mean, he made the throw he made to Holmes in the AFC Championship game where he caught it and ran it in for a touchdown was a better play. But
what about the AB helmet catch?
I mean, that's a better play by a quarterback. But for a guy to make that tackle in that situation, like, if Tom Brady is back there as the last line of defense and has to make a play in a defensive back because, I don't know, Kevin Falk fumbled the ball, he ain't making that play.
Do you believe Dunlap's assertion, which might be colored by the fact that he works out at a gym with Jeremy Tooman, that I think Jeremy Tooman runs, that he thinks Tooman would have tracked down Nick Harper?
No, I don't. I love Colin, but I don't think I like Tooman too.
Does he always say that with the thought that Ben is completely out of the play?
I get the sense that he thinks that like Tooman had a chance to track him down, and I don't think Nick Harper was leaking that kind of oil,
even though
despite having
been
stabbed. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going into the lore of that play.
Donnie, where is so the tackle didn't make your list?
No, it didn't.
Oh my
really?
God. Where is it on yours?
I have it at
Donnie.
Two. Okay. I thought 2-1 was going to be pretty cut and dry.
What did you put at 1, Malzie?
Can I tell you why I didn't have it at 2 on my list?
Not yet. Tell me what's
number 1's the immaculate reception.
Okay. I have that too. Donnie, do you have immaculate reception?
Yes.
1? I thought maybe based on how some of your rankings were going, you had completely forgot that the immaculate reception was a divisional round play.
I hadn't.
But you guys are on the ball.
Not as dumb as you thought we were.
All right. So we went through the top 5. I have a 3 that hasn't been named, and I have a play at 4 that hasn't been named. How many plays do you have left over, Malzie?
1 that hasn't been named.
Donnie, how about you?
I think all of mine were covered.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll throw the other 3 into the honorable mentions here, I guess.
I mean, my number 2 on the list is, listen, oh, Chris, you're such a Big Ben hater. You don't ever give the guy his props. Obviously a massive play in that game. Guess what? Doesn't mean nearly as much if the idiot kicker doesn't blow one about 40 yards wide right, which is my number 2.
I put that 4.
Sometimes you can actually, like,
that was 4
celebrate
on my list.
The other team screwing up, and it was immensely gratifying to watch Vanderjagt go up there and just absolutely hit a shank.
Vanderjagt missed 46-yard
field goal. I remember where I was and how I was watching the game when Ben made the tackle, and, like, there's that momentary sense of relief that, okay, like, wow, incredible play by him to just, like, delay, and then get the guy down on the ground. They've still got a chance. But everyone who watched Vanderjagt that year, I think, just thought, all right, the Colts are a machine. He's going to make this. I can still remember, like, staring at the screen, like, shrieking with joy when you saw that field goal just take from that vantage point, just take a wide right turn. It was incredible.
So I put that 4. I put the AB helmet catch against Baltimore 3. I'm stunned you guys did not put that on either one of your lists. That, to me, is the defining play from that game. That's the seal it, complete the comeback, knockout Baltimore play.
I don't know why. I always think of the Clark fumble because I remember being at the bar, and maybe it's because I had so many drinks by the time the helmet catch came around that I didn't appreciate it enough in the moment. But the Clark play felt like the one that turned that game.
But there were 2 Clark plays.
No, I'm aware of that. I'm saying the one that I nominated just felt to me like it turned that play. The funny thing about the helmet catch to me has always been it was a perfect throw by Ben, and like there was no need for it. Like, AB juggles that ball. That ball should be a touchdown because he almost kind of lets it get out of his hands. It's definitely the first big play of his career and still one of the most memorable of his career. Already I'm getting text messages, by the way. You're a hater. Big Ben would body slam your ass, and you can't teach that.
Donnie, did the AB helmet catch
it's honorable
consideration?
Mention for me. Actually, you know what? I should knock Cordell's TD run in 97 off.
You can't. You already put your list out there.
Yeah, I know.
Don?
Yeah, I would have had that at number 6 because I think the point is fair that Chris makes – we may never get there if the play is never made by Clark, because that gave them an extremely short field. He hits Heath Miller like a play or two after that, and then the comeback really starts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.